Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
You've reached Nicole Fonzarelli, represented by Alfred Anandante. If you're looking for a performer with serious range, from aggressively ambitious to softly compassionate, naively hopeful to sarcastically dour, bitingly funny to stupendously sad. I am a consummate professional, and I am your Gal Friday. I work hard, I like to work often, but I don't accept jobs that are beneath me. If you have to ask what that means, that's probably not a good sign. Take a listen to my reel to get a sense of my range of work accepted and skills, and then leave a brief description of your job, location, time commitment, and pay. My earliest work was as Genovian Girl Number 4 in Princess Diaries 2.
Thank you for letting us walk in your parade, Princess Mia. We ordered you a surprise pizza. It's at the door now.
I've also appeared as Foreshadowing Woman Number 3 in WHH, Ben Affleck's real-time biopic about the presidency of William Henry Harrison. As an orator, he admittedly leaves something to be desired, but you must respect his stamina. If he can speak at such a great length, he will undoubtedly make great strides leading us into a wondrous and lasting era.
Yes.
Most recently, I played Nika Stamatis in Inexplicable Riddles with Dimitri Stamatis, and Inexplicable Riddles, The Hunt for Dimitri.
I'm Dimitri Stamatis, and I'm the man who found D.B. Cooper.
And I'm Nika Stamatis, Dimitri's big sister. Together, we plan to travel the world in an attempt to solve other great mysteries.
No!
We hope... As an update, I'm also a journalist now, so that's new. To be honest, it's been kind of fun. So if you have any newsy jobs, feel free to hit myself or Alfred up on that as well. Peace.
Nicole Fonzarelli, this is Chuck Octagon, editor of The Underground. And since you've accepted my offered assignment, I am now your official supervisor. Or one of them, at least. I don't know, Tate probably doesn't count. I appreciate both your use of adjectives as well as your candor in delivering your insecurities. I will attempt to, quote, open up and deliver some of my own. While our career paths have been divergent until recently, there are certain similarities, and I too share your concern about how hard this work is. It should not be this difficult. It should not be this heartbreaking at times. It simply shouldn't be this way. But it is. And while I respect the fact that even the opportunities that present themselves to you at strangely convenient times may present new obstacles and challenges, I've discovered that the best way to tackle the next news story is just to follow your nose and go where the wind blows you. Speaking of blowing, Nicole, a word about marijuana, noun, otherwise known as cannabis or the devil's lettuce, especially as smoked or consumed as a psychoactive mind-altering drug. Now, while it's true that the weed, pot, smack, etc. is legal in Massachusetts, it's not exactly professionally acceptable to smoke up, so to speak, while leaving a voice message for your colleague or employer. I understand why you did it, but think about the impression you're giving off to others next time. Your next hard-hitting news supervisor may not be as forgiving as I am. And given the late hour in which you called, I'll assume you'll want to take a personal day today, which I hereby grant. I like to think of myself as an understanding supervisor, Nicole. Should you feel the need to rant about your career frustrations in the future, please try me during normal business hours, or at least before 9 p.m., but not on Thursdays. That's Top Chef night for myself and my beloved husband, Andy Wood. This has been a voicemail from Chuck Octagon. By the way, Nicole, nice work on the sizzle reel. Whew, yeah. Princess Diaries 2? Did you meet Anne Hathaway? Oh, did you meet Chris Pine? He played Captain Kirk once, you know.
Thank you. Greater Boston is written and produced by Alexander Danner and Jeff Van Driesen, with additional support from Jordan Higgs, T.H. Ponders, Bob Raimunda, and Jordan Stillman. This episode was written by Bob Raimunda and Jeff Van Driesen. Recording and technical assistance from Mark Harmon. Dialogue edited by Bob Raimunda. This episode featured Kristen DiMercurio as Nicole Fonzarelli, the amazing Nora as Genovian Girl No. 4, Bob Raimunda as Foreshadowing Person No. 3, T.H. Ponders as William Henry Harrison, and Jeff Van Driesen as Chuck Octagon. Starlight by Simon Peterson. Charlie on the MTA performed by Emily Peterson and Dirk Titi. Transcripts available at greaterbostonshow.com. We'll be back on the first Tuesday of next month with another mini-episode as we continue to work on Season 4. This episode was written by Bob Raimunda and Jeff Van... Jeff. That's your name now. Jeff Van Driesen. This episode... Jeff. This episode was... Oh, no. This episode was written by Bob Raimunda and Jeff Van... Well, no, I can't say your name anymore. See you later, Jeff.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Oh, hey, friends, it's me, your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. You don't know me, but I'm going to introduce you to Dungeons & Dragons, where I play D&D with my friends... And they're going to become your friends because
you're going to love us so much. I mean, maybe you won't love us, but we'll love you.
Let me give you a taste of the show in 42 seconds. Let's go.
You must have a flask.
He's got a satchel.
That's the most disappointed way I've ever heard anyone say the word satchel.
How much is a donkey cost?
Russ, how much is a donkey cost?
The question everyone wants to know.
For 1 hour.
It's concentration, so if you do another concentration spell.
It's abjuration, you doink.
It's concentration.
I mean, that sounds like exactly the sort of person you should probably tell your friends about. The kind that are there and say, like, weird, mysterious things and then just disappear?
Yeah, that's why I'm telling you.
Okay.
Also, he had three eyes.
Oh!
We're having this rager. I mean, Lich Astley and the Magic Missiles is going to be playing later tonight.
Is he ever going to give you up?
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Orcus is going to rule all and he won't desert you. What else do I need to tell you? We're Dungeons & Dragons. You can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or at dumbdragons.com. We can't wait to adventure with you.